Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketoleno with the evening news. The headlines. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launches Watershed Yatra. Nagaland joins nationwide launch of Watershed Yatra. Nagaland police seizes drugs worth 10 to 15 crore rupees in last couple of weeks. And MLA Dr. Silhutyor Hutso emphasizes need to promote wrestling at professional level. Now the news in detail. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launched Watershed Yatra, a nationwide initiative in hybrid mode today. The mass outreach campaign with the theme Jal Laye Dhan Danya aims to boost public participation and create awareness about the watershed development activities. The outreach will consist of the movement of vans for around 60 to 90 days across 805 projects covering 6,673 gram panchayats in 26 states and two union territories. The campaign, part of Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana 2.0, seeks to highlight sustainable natural resource management's role in enhancing agriculture, livelihoods, and environmental health. Nagaland today joined in the nationwide launch of Watershed Yatra. The state-level program was held at the Directorate of Land Resources, Kohima. Addressing the event, Advisor Land Resources G. Ikuto Jimomi stressed the need for collaborative efforts to address the challenges of water scarcity and land degradation. He reiterated the government's commitment to empowering rural communities and supporting community-based watershed management projects. Lauding the initiative, the advisor said, this mass outreach program will help to ensure the sustainable use of land and water resources for the future generations.
The department is implementing projects across 9 districts in Nagaland: Peren, Pek, Kohima, Mokokchung, Izumamoto, Wakaiki 3, Noklak, and Twinsang. This program is a community-driven project and important watershed cannot be undermined. Thus, the whole objective of Watershed Yatra aims to reiterate the significance and importance of watershed management in restoring and conserving our precious soil and moisture by engaging the community and creating awareness. We are building a foundation for a sustainable future.
Meanwhile, Director Land Resources Albert Nguli highlighted the importance of the Watershed Yatra in the context of the state's unique ecological landscape. He encouraged every citizen to create awareness at both individual and community levels for sustainable utilization and management of natural resources.
Consuming practices in our land productivity has diminished because our topsoils have gone down. We need to do conservation measures. Now we are slowly observing that our river system, our springs, our streams are giving less discharges because we lack conservation measures. So we also are facing pollution, contamination of our water bodies. We are witnessing diminishing productivity from our land. So we have to take action immediately and bring about restoration of our natural resources.
Key highlights of the event included felicitation of progressive farmers who have significant contributions to water conservation and sustainable agriculture, and experience sharing by a beneficiary of the PM Kisan Sambara Yojana watershed development component. Nagaland police has seized drugs worth 10 to 15 crore rupees in the last couple of weeks, registering 7 cases. This was informed by Inspector General of Police CID Vikram Kalete at a press conference in Sumukirima today, while providing an update on the Nagaland police efforts in combating drug trafficking. He said in 2024, a total of 199 cases were registered and 343 individuals were arrested in connection with drug-related offences.
We have just estimated the last year's total seizure, wherein ganja was around 545 kgs, which is valued around 2 crore 72 lakhs, opium around 1010 kgs, which worth around 47 crores 51 lakh, heroin 15 kg and 211 grams been seized last year, which worth around 53 crore and 23 lakhs, brown sugar 1 kg and 993 grams, which worth around 7 crore 97 lakhs, crystal meth 694 grams, worth around 4,16,000. Yaba tablets, 57,794 numbers, which again 2,31,17,000. Synthetic drugs, around 1,91,956. And cough syrup, 17,290.
Mr. Kalete emphasized that the drug trafficking network extends beyond Nagaland with links to neighboring states, particularly Assam and other parts of India. He assured that investigations into the interstate and international connections of these drug cartels are ongoing. He urged the public to remain vigilant and report any information related to the sale or distribution of narcotics, drugs, or illegal substances. Mr. Kalete reassured the community that the identity of informants would be kept confidential. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. MLA Dr. Tsilhutuo Rutso today emphasized the need to promote wrestling at a professional level. Addressing the Southern Angami 2nd Open Naga Wrestling Championship at Viswema Village, he highlighted the significance of sports in fostering understanding and strengthening friendships. Citing Chief Minister Nipurio, he advocated for Naga wrestling to be played across all districts rather than being confined to specific tribes. This, he said, would help promote the sports and broaden its appeal. Drawing a parallel with the Nagaland Super League, where players earn significant incomes through professional engagement, he stressed that wrestling can also be developed into a professional sport and a viable career, enabling wrestlers to earn a livelihood. The MLA also noted that the state government is actively working towards youth empowerment and supporting sports as a means of livelihood. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today took a holy dip in Triveni Sangam at Mahakumbh Prayagraj. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the snan at the Sangam is a moment of divine connection. He said, like the crores of others who have taken part in it, he was also filled with a spirit of devotion. Mr. Modi hoped that Ma Ganga will bless countrymen with peace, wisdom, good health and harmony. More from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister Modi took a boat ride with Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath to reach Triveni Sangam. Mr. Modi performed aarti and puja at Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati River. The Mahakumbh 2025, which commenced on Posh Purnima, 13th January, is the world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, attracting devotees from across the globe. It will continue until Mahashivratri on 26th February. More than 39 crore devotees have taken holy dip in the Triveni Sangam so far. With Deependra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
Union Minister Kiran Rijiju also took a holy dip in Prayagraj, Mahakumbh, this morning. And Foreigners Division of the Home Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory to the chief secretaries of all state governments and union territories regarding violation of Foreign Contribution Regulation Act tied to hospitality by officers. Among others, it said some officers are not obtaining prior permission as mandated under the Act for accepting foreign hospitality from a foreign host. The ministry said acceptance of foreign hospitality without obtaining prior permission or obtaining hospitality from unlisted hosts is an offence under the Act. The ministry has requested that suitable instructions be issued to relevant officers to ensure strict compliance with the provisions of the Act. To end the news, the headlines here again. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launches Watershed Yatra. Nagaland joins nationwide launch of Watershed Yatra. Nagaland police seizes drugs worth 10 to 15 crore rupees in last couple of weeks. And MLA Dr. Tsilhutuo Rutso emphasizes need to promote wrestling at professional level. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.